It's ended in disappointment for Burke. Their adventure, their journey has come to an end. They've been defeated by Eastkey, the Sligo champions, 423-122, the final score. At the end of a game that took many twists and turns, it was all a bit of a roller coaster, but ultimately Eastkey prevailing. They go through to the final, and on the day they were the better side. But the story of the game, well, Burke led by 3 points at the break, 14-2. Andrew Kilcullen getting both the goals for Eastkey, and he indeed was a star man without any shadow of doubt. A fine personal performance by him, and those goals in the first half meant that Eastkey trailing only 3 at the break, and that was significant because Burke had a very strong wind behind them. Into the second half, Eastkey, well, they got on top, they reversed that deficit, they led by 5 points into the closing stages, but remarkably Burke somehow forced the game to extra time. Conor Gartland with a goal, and then 2 late points by Liam Oge McKinney, always such a key figure. Well, that put the game into extra time. First period of extra time, the whistle had hardly shrilled when Andrew Kilcullen got the third goal of the game for Eastkey, and after that, well, really the Sligo side just moved away from Burke despite their best efforts, and in the second period of extra time it proved to be too much of a mountain to climb for Enda McDermott's side. Mickey McCann, the Donegal senior hurling team manager, alongside me. He has followed Burke throughout this competition, and Mickey, in the end, no complaints in the sense that the better side won, but Bert will look back. Things could have been different. The first half, they needed to go in with more than a 3-point advantage, and conceding those two goals was crucial.
Yeah, look, I think the scoreboard doesn't reflect the game really, but there's only one team in it in extra time, and look, they showed that threat throughout the game, Eastkey, that they can open you up and get goals, and it proved so. Kilcullen was on fire, you know, 4 or 5 from play is a massive return now in the semi-final, so Burke probably looked back, maybe could they have handled him better or set up something, but I think that Burke's best period was the first half. I thought they were very good in the forwards movement, and I think they had 14 scores out of 16 chances, you know, just to concede them two goals against the run of play probably was the difference in the end. I did say at the start they need to be 5 or 6 up at half time, and it ended up being 3, which wasn't enough, and ended up a draw. Burke probably lucky to get the draw with a good strong finish, but you'd have felt a start extra time Burke had a wee bit of momentum after the finish, but you see that first ball into Kilcullen ended up in the net, and Burke's strength and depth was tested. Christy McDermott picked up an injury, some lads were getting it tough, you know, and Eastkey seemed to be very fit and conditioned, and look, best team won, I think. Burke have had a good season, they can be proud, you know, but these days are hard to come by and to get back to it, but I think when they sit down they'll be happy with the season, you know.
Yeah. And for Burke, once again, Liam Oge McKinney to the 4, Conor Gartland to the 4, but, you know, maybe just they didn't have that quite strength and depth, and players coming off the bench weren't able to really change the course of the game. And if you look back, the Sligo side, Eastkey, well, they're almost regular semi-finalists at this stage. They just seem to have that little edge, and defensively they look sounder.
They did look, and to be fair, they're a better balanced team in Perth. They're a bit more experienced. They've been here, you know, and they've players there that know how to compete in these big games. Like, we have a few young lads on there, but McKinney and Gertland have been very, very good. I think McKinney 9 points from play, Gertland 1-4 today. Ron McDermott was decent, he got 3 or 4 points. So Perth's big players played well today, but I just think Eastkey has a better balanced team. They're further down the line than Burke, this young Burke team, and Burke will be, they'll have another day, but Eastkey just on the day had a wee bit too much for us.
And finally, Mickey, let's just not forget, it's been a long, long season for Burke. The training began, you know, it seems there was no break at all in the entire campaign. They've just fallen short here today, but, you know, there's a lot of young players out there, and the hope can be that they can build from this.
Yes, you can, and you look and just touch on McKinney and Gertland again. I think, you know, they're as good as any players, you know, they get on any county team, and it's great to see that, you know, and there's other players in Donegal at that level as well, so look, the boys probably need a break for a few weeks, but they'll be a big part of for Donegal going forward this year too, you know, a big part of our plans, because they're two great players, so look, they'll probably need a break for a week or two after a long season, but it'll be well deserved for them.
And it won't be long before you're back on Highland Radio, because the Donegal senior team action just around the corner at the start of January.
Yes, and McGurk Cup first night, 7th of January, and we'll use that to get up and running towards the league, you know, and hopefully come the end of the league we get everybody back. And it's been a long season for a lot of club teams, you know. Santander were in the semi-final, Ulster, and Unions were in Ulster, so 85% of the panel have been playing club hurling right up into November, so it's been a long season, but end of the new year now we'll get up and running and get things right, you know.
Great. Well, our thanks to Mickey McCann for joining us today at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. So as I hand back to you in this AIB All-Ireland Junior Club Hurling Championship semi-final. It's ended in defeat for Burt, the Donegal and Ulster champions. Burt 122, Eastkey, Sligo and Connacht champions, 4 goals and 23 points. And the winners of this game, Eastkey, they now go through to the final of this competition, and in that final they will play the winners of the other semi-final this afternoon between Davidstown, Courtna Cuddy of Wexford and Kilbritton of Cork. But that's it here from Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. Burt's long season has come to the end. They bow out of the Junior Club Championship. Today belongs to Eastkey of Sligo. Back to you, Mark.